Shalom to all. Today's office is Shami Shabbos Tav Yud Chas. We are starting Yud Zayin Omer Beis on the bottom at the beginning of the brand new parak and the villain source daf. It's on Yud Omer Beis on the top. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Zara Basi Biyakov Maisha Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah asks, "Mamem Alikin Uvama Im Alikin." With what can one light, and with what is one not allowed to light? Is referring to Shabbos candles and any lamps being lit before Shabbos, obviously to be used on Shabbos. And there's certain wicks and oils that are not allowed to be used because they don't burn very well. And the Gemara can explain what the problem is. The Mishnah continues, "Im Alikin Loi Blechash Loi Bchaisen Loi." None of these things are allowed to be used as wicks. Now we talk about oil. Pitch is not allowed to be used. Not with wax. Not with this type of oil. Not with tamei truma oil that needs to be burned. Not with the fatty tail of an animal. And not with other types of fats. None of these are allowed to be used as oils. Nachamadi says, one is allowed to use fats which were mavushal. They were cooked, meaning they were melted down beforehand. Whereas Bacham say, it doesn't make a difference if the fats were mavushal or not mavushal. He's not allowed to use it to light. Now the Gemara just explains what these things are. Loi b'lechesh. What exactly is lechesh? Rav Chiya Bar Abba Amar, he tells us lugsha. It's from this lugsha type of tree, which basically means one is not allowed to take the fiber that's found in between the bark and the trunk and use that as a wick. Now Rav Acha B'Shem Rav Laya says the dinon. It's from the dinon tree. And Amrin, they say hiada. The dinon tree and lugsha tree are really the same trees. Continuing on, Loi b'chaisen. So Rav Chinana says B'Shem Rav Pinchas pishtan shloi ninara. Chaisen is flax that wasn't combed. And how do we know this? Like it says in the Pasuk, that the chasen will be like an ayres. This referring to something strong becoming weak, and we know that an ayres is flax. And by saying that chasen or chaisen is going to be like flax, that means a chasen is flax. Furthermore, we continue explaining, what's this? Invin kisarai, it's this invin from Kesaria, and Rav Shimon Gamliel, he tells us, I researched, I spoke to all those that go out to the sea, and they told me, kuchla shmai, it's called kuchla. Mishat said, not from a psila, a wick, coming from the Edon tree. What's the Edon tree? Ernisa, it's a willow. Vlebe psilas hamidbar, kishmua, it's exactly as it sounds, psilas hamidbar, wick coming from the desert. Vlebe rekashal pnei amayim, what's this? Kiton demaya, literally this means flax from the water, as referring to sea moss, meaning no using sea moss as a wick for Shabbos candles. We can explain the Mishnah, vlebe zephis, vlebe shava. The Gemara explains, as we had explained in the Mishnah as well, ad kan lepsilais, up until here, we were discussing wicks that are not allowed to be used. Mikan ve'elech, l'shamanim, from here on, it's referring to the oils are not allowed to be used. Now explain the reason behind these Yisurim. So Rav Avohu says, B'Shem Rabbi Yechonon, Mibnesho Urim HaMashech L'Chayrav. That's because with all these things, the fire gets pulled backwards. Basically, it flickers and doesn't catch onto the wick well enough. V'ushay Cheach, and he's going to forget, U'matzeh Sapsila, and he's going to pull the wick out a little bit in order to try to get the wick to stop flickering. That's called being Metaken on Shabbos. V'ayin, and furthermore, here's another reason, Shloi Hutza Su'ur B'Rayv HaDelek. It's because the fire has not caught onto the majority of what's being lit, which is referring to the wick. In other words, since the majority of the wick hasn't caught on fire because these aren't good wicks or these aren't good oils, that's the reason why they're not allowed to be used. Sometimes it might get extinguished and he's going to come to relight it, and that's obviously a problem. So no using these things. Now, Rabbi Zeir Baibzer asks the following question. Me'ata, from now, meaning based off what we just said, that the wick has to be something that in order to be able to light a wick before Shabbos, the majority of the delek, the lighting material, has to be caught on fire. And by the same token, Asar Shmuel came and he quoted Rabbi Avohu, who said, that the wick needs to have the majority of the lighting part caught on fire before Shabbos. But the question is, the Sevan Chavraya, the colleagues, the Chum in the Beis asked one question, Valkaira, but what about a beam that we learned about in the previous Amud at the end of the last parak? The fire hasn't caught on to the majority of the lighting material. We said that it only has to catch on to the majority of the outside of the beam, but not the inside of the beam. That doesn't have to be caught on fire. And here we're saying that the wick itself, meaning even the inside part of the material of the wick, has to be caught on fire. That doesn't match with what we said about the beam. And Hazar Babar Mamal, he continues asking, what about a shishisa type of wick? When it's lit on fire, the majority of the wick doesn't burn, it doesn't get caught on fire, and it's still kosher to use. And so all these things should be showing us that really the rev hadelek of a wick being used on Shabbos does not have to be caught on fire. However, Amar Rav Shama answers, like in Rav Zeira, didn't Rav Zeira say the following in name of Rabbi Yehuda, who said B'Shem Rav, Abra Maduras Kol Shehein, there are four different bonfires or four different things that are going to be lit that only have to be caught on a kol shehu a little bit before Shabbos. Maduras Agafes, Maduras Zevel, Maduras Achilev, Maduras Galin, and Kol Shehein. And the reason why is because they burn really well. It's very good lighting material. It's great fuel. And therefore, as long as it's caught on a little bit, there's no chashash that he's going to end up trying to continue lighting it or playing with the fire on Shabbos due to the fact that everything's going to burn perfectly fine. And that's the same reason with all these other things that we mentioned, the shishisa type wick and the beam as well from the end of the previous parak. All these things, once they're caught on fire, the amount that they have to be, according to the various brises, they're going to stay lit and then there's no issues on Shabbos. However, these things we're talking about are Mishnah. They don't light proper enough. And therefore, the shear that we mentioned is Haitzas Ha'ur Barav Hadelek. And another riot to this is Va'omen Adal, also from the following, there of the Khalifa Shal Rav Chizda, Rav the Khalifa Asr Chizda, Vlaikan Alfan Rebbe, didn't you teach us Shabbos Shechal Lias B'Chanukah? And when we have Shabbos Chanukah, Yurchas Omez on top, Sha'asa Luros on Bail or Chanukah, the one's not allowed to look at a coin by the light of Chanukah candle. But the question is, why is he not allowed to do so? Hare in Ishchech, who might say Sapsila? He's not going to forget and pull out the Psila. In other words, the same oils and wicks are not allowed to be used for Shabbos are also not allowed to be used to put in a Chanukah Menorah for Shabbos Chanukah. And the question is, why not? One's not allowed to use Neros Chanukah anyway, so there's really no fear that one's going to end up pulling out the wick in order to get caught on fire better, and so one should be able to use these things. Havlas Tam, must be the reason is, Dolay Mishom, Shaloy Hutsus or Bereva Delek, is because the fire doesn't catch on to the majority of the lighting material, and that's the reason why it's Usur, which is the second reason the Gemara suggested, not the first one. Ekin explain the Mishnah, we said, Vlob Shem and Kik. Shem and Kik is not allowed to be used. Now, Rabbi Yosef says, B'Shem Rablaya, Yisusa, this is referring to cottonseed oil, whereas Rabbi Yonah quotes Rabbi Zeiru, says, B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda, Oif Hu Shmai Kik, there's a bird, and its name is Kik. An oil that comes from that bird is not allowed to be used. And there's a pasuk that tells us ves hakas that a kas is a type of a bird zek kik. That's referring to the kick bird. Moving on, the Mishnah said Rabbi Shemin Sreifa. One's allowed to use Shemin Sreifa, which is tamei truma oil that needs to be burned. That's not allowed to be used for Shabbos licht. And right now we're understanding that the reason for this is because it's going to continue burning on Shabbos, and one's not allowed to burn Shemin Sreifa on Shabbos. And based off of this, Amar Chizur Chizur says Zoyis Omeres. This tells us Shasar lahatzis is urb meduras kachim vidalek v'lechas b'Shabbos. The one is also not allowed to burn a bunch of kachim that became pasul that have to be burned, since it's going to continue being lit on Shabbos, that's also as well. Asking her, why is this? Vatanina, and we learned in the Mishnah previously, and focusing on the first part of this quote of the Mishnah, the Mechizan Asur Medurus Beis HaMaked, that when we're lighting the fire in the Beis HaMaked and the Beis HaMikdash, as long as the wood is just caught a little bit on fire, that's perfectly okay, and it's going to continue burning on Shabbos. So why is it the Medurus Beis HaMaked is allowed to be lit before Shabbos and continue burning on Shabbos by Shem and Sreifa, which again is Tamei Truma oil, or Kodshim is not allowed to be lit before Shabbos and continue burning into Shabbos. So Rabbi Yis explains, but Shabbos Ksev, in regards to Melacha on Shabbos, it says, Lo Yisasa Kol Melacha, they are not allowed to do any Melacha on Shabbos. However, we learn that Nasas Himei Leha, it's allowed to continue being done on its own on Shabbos. So in regards to just lighting, Stam a fire before Shabbos, that's fine. It's going to continue burning on Shabbos. That's happening on its own, and that's not a Melacha that you're doing. Bram Hacha, however, here, in regards to Shemin Sreifa and Kachim as well, HaTaira Amr, the Taira says, Ein Sarmas HaKachim B'Yantif. No burning Kachim on Yantif, and Vin Sarach Lomar B'Shabbos, for sure you're not allowed to burn it on Shabbos. And therefore, the Isser is not just that you are physically doing it, like by Malacha. The Isser is to have it being burned on Shabbos, which is a problem, even if it's happening on its own. Now, the question just says, Machamis Lomar Kain, where do you see this say this? How do you know the Kachim is not allowed to be burned on Yantif, and of course Shabbos? That's because the Pasuk in regards to leftovers of the Karban Pesach tells us, Loisus Rimenu Ad Biker, don't leave any of the Karban Pesach over until the morning, Vanais Rimenu Ad Biker, any Karban Pesach which is left over in the morning, but Ish Yisrofu, and it has to be burned in the morning. Now, the question is, why do we have to say the word Ad Biker twice in the Pasuk? It should just say V'hanos Rimenu but Ish Yisrofu. Why say V'hanos Rimenu Ad Biker but Ish Yisrofu? And that tells us Achar Shnei Bekarim, that you have to burn it after two mornings. Achar Biker Shel Chamisha Asar V'achar Biker Shel Shisha Asar, after the morning of the 15th, meaning burning it on the 16th. In other words, a person's eating the Karban Pesach at night, they have a little bit left over, that's called Nicer. So they're waking up the first day of Pesach in the morning and they have this leftovers. It's not allowed to be burnt then. They have to wait till the first day of Chol HaMoed. And we still don't necessarily see from here that it's usher to burn on Yontif. We just see that one should burn it after Yontif. However, we have another pasuk in regards to Nicer of Shlomim that tells us by Nicer of Sara Zevach by Yemashlishi by Ish Yisarif that the leftovers of the Karban on the third morning has to be burned. Now we know that a Shlomim can be eaten for 2 days and a night, which means that any leftover meat becomes Nicer the second night. But this Ikon pasuk is telling us the leftover Shlomim is burned the morning after. And so we apply this to Nicer of a Karban Pesach, telling us that there's an Isser to burn Nicer of a Karban Pesach on Yontif itself, and that of course applied to Shabbos as well. So we see that Kachim is not allowed to be burned on Yontif for Shabbos. Now, once we're on this topic, we just asked another question. Is a little person allowed to light a fire for beer chametz right before Yontif and have it burn into Yontif? And the answer is Man Yalaf Lami Nicer, Aser, Uman Delo Yalaf Lami Nicer, Mutter. The one that learns how you're supposed to destroy your chametz from Nicer would Aser this. That's Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the only way to get rid of chametz is burning it. And again, that's learned from Nicer. So the same way that Nicer is not allowed to be burned on Yontif, so too a pile of chametz is not allowed to be lit before Yontif and continue burning into Yontif. Whereas the Chamim, who don't learn from Nicer, they hold that there's other ways to destroy chametz other than burning it, so then if one wants to burn their chametz before Pesach and have it continue burning into Pesach, it would be permitted. But now we have a totally different memra than what we just learned. Rav Acha says, B'Shem Rav Chizda, Zoyis Omeres, what do we learn from the Mishnah? Shemotar la'atzis or Menduras Kachim v'dileik of Alechas B'Shabbes. The one is allowed to light Pasul Kachim, Erev Shabbos, and have continue burning into Shabbos. And the entire issa that we said that one's not allowed to light kachem on Yontif is referring to on Yontif. No burning kachem on Yontif. But if you light it before Yontif, it's allowed to continue burning into Yontif and by that same token Shabbos. Ask the Gemara about Tanina, and we have learned in our Mishnah, and here's the proper gersa, Vlevi Shemen Sreifa. The one's not allowed to light Shemen Sreifa Erev Shabbos continue burning into Shabbos. So how do we fit these two members together? And the answer is that no. The reason why one's not allowed to use Shemen Sreifa as a Shabbos licht is Mipnei Yontif Shechal Lios Be'erev Shabbos is only because of Gzeira of Yontif that falls on Erev Shabbos. Meaning if a person's used to using Shemen Sreifa for his Shabbos licht, then he might end up using it on Erev Shabbos, which happens to be Yontif, which we find very often, Yontif going into Shabbos, and there he will be over the Isser of burning Pasul Kachim on Yontif. So that's the reason why it's Usser. On just a standard weekday where a person's going to be lighting Pasul Kachim Erev Yontif and have it burn into Yontif, that's okay. But now it's like a Marmeata, based off of this, why don't we say that Eman Likim Shemen Sreifa Belaila, Al Shem Shein Sarfin is a Kachim Belaila, that it should be Usser to light Shemen Sreifa at nighttime because we're not allowed to burn Kachim at night. In other words, instead of saying Ein Madlikin Shemen Sreifa on Yontif because Ein Madlikin Kachim on Yontif, we should say Ein Madlikin Shemen Sreifa at nighttime because Ein Sarfin Kachim at nighttime. And the answer to this is Yotel Samar Alpha on top. Our Rechon says, Yardu Lo B'Shitas Rabbi Shmuel. This is going down to the Shita Rabbi Shmuel. Kamad Rabbi Shmuel Amar, just like Rabbi Shmuel says, Yinoik Sha'avar is Manoi, that's a proper Girsa, our child already passed his time, meaning it's already past the eighth day, Nimo Bain Bayan Bain Balaila, you have Bris Mila both during the day and at night. When it's the eighth day itself, he's only out of Bris on the eighth day, not the night before the eighth day. But once he missed the eighth day, we can give him a bris both during the day and at night because it was avar zmanoi. That's the cue over here. Kach, so to over here, avar zmano. Once we have kachim, which is avar zmanoi, nisref is bein bayim bein belaila, it can be burned both during the day and at night. And there's actually no isur burning at night. And umasul hashem and sreifa shavar zmano. What's the determination? Meaning, what does it mean that shem and sreifa tamei truma oil is avar zmano? In regards to kachim, we could say it's avar zmano because there's only a certain amount of time you're allowed to eat kachim in, and once it's past that time, so it's past that time. It's Avar Zman, bored about Shemen Sreifa. And on this, Rav Yehuda Bar Pazi tells us, Mikimish and Nitmes, since it became Tameh, Kimish Avar Zmano, it's like it passed its time, so you are allowed to burn it at night. We're going to stop it for a day and pick up tomorrow, explaining this memra that we just mentioned from Bishmal, that a child who's Avar Zmano is allowed to get his Bris Mila at night. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.